The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today, we're joined here with Gene Palandro. He's with RightSoft. Gene, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, Ben, appreciate the opportunity. Looking forward to a good conversation here.
So, Gene, you know, the first question I ask everybody that comes on this show, how in the world did you get into the HVAC industry?
Good question, Ben. I'll tell you what, my dad sold air conditioning out of department stores in New York and New England way back in the 60s and 70s. Always intrigued by that. They had the, you know, the slide rules and their measurement capabilities and just put it all together. And, you know, they were doing sizing of air conditioning way back then. And he used to have me do a little thing here and a little chart there. And I didn't really know what I was doing, but I had a little idea. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to coming out of college, I started a career as a high school teacher and didn't find satisfaction in that because I was more of a babysitter than an educator. Harking back to my dad, I started, you know, working for a gentleman, doing a little side work, put on the belt, climb the ladder and so forth. And then luckily, having doing the hard manual work, I was fortunate enough to be invited to take advantage of an opportunity to rewrite or edit a software manual for a software company. Ideally, or ironically, it was in HVAC. So I started my career as that manual editor, if you will, and here I am 28 years later selling air conditioning and HVAC software to industry professionals.
Now, it's real interesting. You work for RightSoft. RightSoft's been around in the industry for a long, long time. But before we got on this, I overheard you telling another person just the story on how RightSoft got started and really where even Loads came from. Would you mind sharing that with us?
I'd be happy to. Well, the ACCA, which is the Air Conditioning Contractors of America, which is the industry body, if you will, they assist the contractor in doing what he needs to do and helping him grow his business and providing tools and opportunities and training to do just that. Well, this ACCA body enlisted a man named Hank. I'll just call him Hank. And he's a cantankerous, old Kentucky bourbon-drinking, gun-shooting, mad scientist. Genius, if you will, quotation fingers. But this mad scientist, genius, slash, went to work and put together a Bible that would assist the HVAC professional in sizing ACs and furnaces properly. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. But so he went to work and he would put together all these math equations and window information and construction quality and types. And if you put that all together with the weather data and you did the math and you zeroed out the floor on the second floor and zeroed out the ceiling on the first floor, and hopefully you got all the math right, it would tell you this is what you need to heat and cool this building, be a 3-ton unit, Mrs. Jones, or what have you. Okay, well, fast forward to 1986, or backtrack to 1986, and a gentleman named Bill Wright was teaching air conditioning and solar power ideas at MIT, and the smart people at ACCA enlisted Bill and asked him, could you write a software program to emulate our Manual J method here? Sure enough, they gave him very little money, and he had a big will and heart and put it all together. And within a short amount of time, he was able to produce a program called RightJ, which is the software equivalent of ACCA's Manual J for sizing the equipment in our industry. Subsequently, as new technologies in computers came along, such as Windows technology, he was able to take different manuals, such as the Manual S for the Equipment Sizing Bible, the Manual D for duct sizing, and put them all together into a suite of programs where you could do it all. You would go in and determine the construction type and quality of that building envelope. You would determine how many people are in that building, the insulation, the ventilation, the construction types of the ceiling, walls, doors, ceilings, and floor. Tell it where that weather area is, and it'll say you need this specific size air conditioner based on the sensible and latent on the cooling side, factoring in the heating as well. So, boom, we were able to produce that suite, partner with the ACCA, and 28 years later, this is where we are, providing the industry standard software tools to make it all happen.
That's amazing. And, you know, we've been working together now for quite a few years. In fact, Rightsoft actually partnered up with us, and you guys helped us build kind of our own version, if you will, called The Perfect Pitch.
That's correct. This is it's an excellent in-home selling tool. That's what we describe it as. And it gives the HVAC professional the ability to go in, meet with the homeowner, discuss some options, assess their needs, and then provide a comfort experience for them, because they're hardworking too. They're paying a lot of money now for these appliance and comfort experience. We want to give you guys the tools to help them and assist them in achieving their comfort needs.
So it brings them all the way through the whole entire process. But where Rightsoft really, really helps is when you get into that engineering analysis.
Right. That's the bottom line. That's why I'm here, essentially. We want to talk about manual J load calculations first. If you can't get the equipment sized right, you're guessing. So the old adage, measure twice, cut once, that's where this comes into play, okay? You don't want to rely on rule of thumb or square footage, or worse, just going in and looking on the back of the sticker and then just saying, that's what we'll replace it with, that size unit. Given all the new technologies and the efficiencies and the tech, and especially with the Daikin and Goodman and Amana systems, it's incumbent upon the contractor, the professional, to get the size right. But then this is where it comes into play a little bit more for both the homeowner and that contractor, because now we go into presentation mode. Once we've determined the engineering and know the proper size, and that's quickly done easily with our tools. We even have satellite imagery where you can pull up Google Maps and get a bird's eye view of that building itself. And so in so doing, it's not about just replacing that appliance. I go back to that comfort experience. We're not trying to sell them something, Ben. We're trying to assist the customer in buying something, okay? So in that way, it's low pressure. And with our presentation tools, you walk literally left to right through the program. So you do your engineering and get your load calculation to determine the proper equipment size. Then we have a needs and comfort assessment. So the customer can kind of go through a series of questions. And in that way, we can identify some things that may benefit their comfort experience, like digital thermostats and filters to help with the pet dander and things like that. In that way, what we see and what we've done and seen studies of is not only are we talking to the customer about that appliance replacement, and as you and I know, the margins on that appliance replacement is very small and low. If we start talking about accessories and tools that'll assist and optimize their comfort experience, now we're talking those margins are much higher. And so both the customer and the contractor benefits in that respect.
So, you know, I think there's two reasons why somebody may be hesitant to do a heating and cooling load. Probably the first reason is people think it's going to take a lot of time. I remember when I first got into this industry, when I did heating and cooling loads, it was literally, I had my sheet of paper. I had to go ahead and set the design temperature conditions, and I had to go through and do a ton of math.
That's correct.
And I think on a good day, if I had a relatively simple home, maybe I could get that heating and cooling load done in about 30 to 45 minutes. But it took a good amount of time. And to be sitting in a customer's home and doing that heating and cooling load and them watching me do a lot of math, it was not, you know, productive for, right. for either one of us.
And it, go ahead, I'm sorry.
It, and the other reason somebody may not do it is they just may not feel comfortable doing it. Mm-hmm. That nobody ever taught them. So answer those. First of all, how long does it take to do a heating and cooling load on a standard home using the Perfect Pitch software?
I'll be honest with you, Ben, minutes. It's literally ridiculous. If you can pull up a bird's eye view of that building and be able to trace that on the spot with the windows and doors and the people and the occupants and factoring that all in, which way north is facing, literally you can do the hard part in a matter of minutes. Then the important part, once you know the proper size, is educating your customer on their options, talking to them about efficiency and comfort, talking to them about warranties and protections on that equipment, and also talking them, hopefully, about financings to make this affordable. So we have tools in the program that do just that, bring you to that end.
Now, the other side of it, it may be somebody that's never done a heating cooling load before in their life. What tools are available within the Perfect Pitch software to help somebody get started?
Just that. As the Good Witch said in The Wizard of Oz, it's always best to start at the beginning, Ben. So we give them the tools, training, and resources to take advantage of that. We have a free tech support team that can be contacted by phone or email 24/7. You can't get them phone after 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but you can get them via email. And if you do get them via voicemail, they'll call you back in the morning. But not only that, we have a comprehensive training resource center built into the program itself.
Yeah.
So you can click on the training tab and go through a lesson. And some people enjoy Netflix. I enjoy learning. So I'll put on a little video and walk through some of the features and aspects to make myself more efficient in the program. As a boost to that, on our website, you can sign up for our training experience, which gives you tons more resources and capabilities that aren't just built into the program because the bandwidth is much better. So they can do a whole lot more and take advantage of those resources for.
So right now we have a fair amount of our customers that are using this every single day, generating loads and calculations, putting together. We're also starting to see there's a lot of municipalities that are requiring loads.
Correct.
And so if I use that bird's eye view, and I'm doing that heating and cooling load, is that actually a certified heating and cooling load that I'm doing?
Well, Ben, in some aspects, yes, and in some aspects, no. I always recommend doing a site inspection. If you're going to put your name on a satellite imagery load, well, that's on you, okay? So we always need to do a site inspection. There's some variable that you can't just see through a picture, okay? And you and I know that we want to know where the unit is located presently in the replacement aspect. And you may see something that looks like a conditioned space that is, in fact, non-conditioned. So now we're including that, and we're incorrectly calculating the load for that building. So site inspection is part and parcel of the whole process.
But when they complete that with the site inspection, is that a certified manual J?
It is. It'll print out on all the reports, certified to meet all requirements of manual J 8th edition, the date, the time, the serial number, the user even. So it's all documented in that respect. And that not only gives it validity in the calculation aspect, but it also gives it validity in the eyes of the homeowner, the person we're assisting to sell, in that if I make a presentation, present a proposal with three options, good, better, best, all broken down with financing, warranty, and other options, and I've made it affordable with my logo on it and legalese and a smile and a handshake, well, they're going to look at me, even if my price point is higher, more than the gentleman who comes in with less in his tool belt. And let me get back to the tool belt, Ben, while I'm at it. The whole idea of I remember years ago when we first started working together, you and I here in this realm, and we were part of a preferred vendor forum, if you will. And this is where it really hit home for me, Ben, because we were invited to help Goodman, Amana, and Daikin dealers or prospective dealers with their growing their business. And how we did that was to go back to basics. In the old days in air conditioning, we wore a tool belt, right? You had your hammer, you had your tape measure, you had other tools that literally were on a belt. Well, in this forum and some of the meetings and other discussions we went through, I discovered that the modern day contractor has a tool belt as well, but it's basically their tablet or their laptop. There are tools in there for assisting a contractor from becoming a one truck chuck to a 10 truck chuck. And in that, what I mean is, if we have tools that allow you to do load calculations and in-home selling, if you have a tool to help assist and help with your financing of that appliance and comfort experience, if you have the ability to have truck lettering and leasing and other vehicle capabilities, and you have someone to letter those trucks and provide material. Not only that, but marketing opportunities through and website development through other tools in that belt. So that's where it really all came together for me, Ben, in that it's all about providing the tool belt to make the contractor successful.
So it's interesting. When we look at, you're doing the heating and cooling loads, you're putting all this stuff together. There's some other tools that you have built in the software. Explain to me a little bit, what is the AED report and how can a contractor use that?
Okay, AED report is essentially dealing with the windows. Uh-huh. And if you're familiar with manual J and equipment sizing, windows are a huge factor. Think about a building and facing north, front towards facing north, any westward window is going to have a significant load factor in the afternoon, given that the sun will be setting. If you have lots of windows in that west wall, you're going to have a significant increase in heat that needs to be compensated for. The program recognizes that because it knows the direction of the sun on that building throughout the day and throughout the year, and any longitude or latitude or even elevation factors come into play. So it knows when it's cool on that side of the building versus when it's hot in July as well as December.
So a contractor can pull up the AED report, and it's different for every building.
Right.
But basically you see this curve.
The swing.
And that is a great tool to be able to sell inverter technology.
Absolutely. Good point. And this is a part I like to, as a former educator,
yeah,
I think every salesperson should put on their teacher cap, if you will, and educate the customer on comfort variables or things that influence comfort.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things is windows and how it throughout the day and throughout the year, the window type and quality. If you remember in the old days before we had insulation, you could literally put your hand up to a window and feel the draft.
Sure.
And in many houses today, 40, 50 years old, you could still literally do that with the wind and the metal. Today with your reinforced vinyl and with the reflections on the glass that it'll keep the heat and sunlight down, and all these other new technologies, you can take advantage of that in the software and describe that as such. So a tighter building obviously will need less conditioning than a loose building as far as infiltration. Infiltration involves loss of heat, okay? So when we have a tighter building, there's less loss, but then we have to match the equipment to efficiently move that air both in and out. And the inverter technology is just taking over because it's so right. It's the way it should be, and that's why it's moving that way. I'm real excited to have the new technology built into our software, and as we move on, you're going to see some exciting things in what we can provide.
So the other thing that right next to that AD report is I can go in there and I can actually look at, where we have the biggest loss or biggest gain of heat into the building, because it does a great pie chart.
Exactly.
And it shows me, is it the windows? Is it the walls? Is it the the roof? Is it the slab or the basement? And so they can see where that is. And that creates a great conversation with the homeowner. Have you ever thought about changing any of these variables?
Well, we've thought about it, because we break it down for both heating and cooling.
Right, right.
And on the cooling side, we have to factor in latent moisture as well, especially
right.
with given these tight buildings. So there's absolutely some thought of maybe expanding upon the pie chart to break it down a little more further, if you will. And that's certainly something we're talking about and we're probably implementing soon. So
that education really does set you apart from maybe other salespeople that go into the home.
Instead of telling them what they want, you're assisting them in getting what they want.
Right.
If you provide the options and do it correctly and make it affordable, you're going to sell more than your competition. That's for sure.
So you've got some other great tools in there. You've got a great section that for you to put in the rebates.
Mm-hmm.
So we know there's a lot of rebates that are available right now.
Yes, indeed. Ben, there's so much change in the industry, and mm-hmm. it's, for the most part, change for the good, okay? There's the whole idea of the electric movement and the limit or the conversion from fossil fuels to heat mm-hmm. pumps. And so the government or utility companies or local municipalities are more than happy to offer a rebate or a tax credit or some other incentive for you to go with more efficient and you know, green efforts to move upon your heating and air conditioning needs.
So the contractor can put that actually right into the proposal, right inside of Perfect Pitch.
Absolutely. And it would be silly not to.
And then you've got financing in there.
That's true. And we work with various financing companies mm-hmm. to provide that. And I really stress, especially in today's time, it's a monthly fee, Mrs. and Mr. Jones, okay? So if you can make it affordable, offer financing, now you can offer the best inverter package with all the warranties and all the guarantees and the protections that they want and need, but also the less sound, the less noise, the full comfort experience that they deserve. It comes right with that.
So we have three versions of Perfect Pitch. We've got one branded for Daikin. We've got one branded for Amana, one branded for Goodman. If somebody's interested in getting this, where should they go?
They can simply send an email to sales@rightsoft.com. Okay. They can go to rightsoft.com and there's a full information page. There's even a store where you can order securely. I don't hesitate to reach out to me. Again, my name is Gene at Rightsoft and I can be reached at sales@rightsoft.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Gene. I really appreciate you coming here. And, a lot of great, exciting stuff that you guys are doing to help contractors and help homeowners with their HVAC needs.
Appreciate the opportunity, Ben. Looking forward to making things happen in 2025 and beyond.
All right. For all of you that are out there, please go ahead, hit that like button if you like this episode. And then also make sure that you, if you're not already, hit the follow button so that you can be informed of all of the upcoming episodes that we have. And we hope to see you soon in one of our upcoming episodes.